Gomez and some other things that can certainly wait until tomorrow. We are joined by the tight ends coach and former Razorback quarterback who is wearing sleeves, I will point out today, Barry Lenning Jr. Coach, good to see you. How are you?
I'm wearing a bunch of stuff today, not just sleeves.
I saw a story today, in the maybe it was today or yesterday, in the paper that talked about how you had played a cold weather game and you were talked into by your offensive lineman not to wear sleeves in the first half of the game. True?
That's very true. One of the worst decisions I've made in my time, too, to be honest with you. It was a real cold day. It was my senior year. We played Lafayette, Southwest Louisiana, back in the day, I think. And it was just one of those crisp north wind days, and I thought I could kind of tough it out. And didn't turn out too well for me. Yeah.
Well, if you're going to lead by example as a quarterback, it's more important that you lead by playing well, probably, than by showing how tough you are withstanding the cold, right?
Yeah, lesson learned. Yeah, that, you're right about that, though. The ultimate way to lead is to do your job and do it well.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people talk about, I think you can fabricate leadership, manufacture leadership sometimes, and it's a little bit forced, but ultimately, you know, you lead by doing your job and doing it well.
It's funny to say that. We had Billy Moore. Pat, I was just thinking, Billy Moore the other day was talking about kind of creating leadership. He said, I wasn't any good. He said, I could just BS him, basically.
Yeah.
So he led by sort of talking his guys into it a little bit.
Yeah, he probably is underselling him, his abilities a little bit, I would imagine.
That,
you know, it's because if you can't get it done and your teammates don't believe you can get it done, it's tough for them to view you as a leader.
And, Barry, that was 92 was the first year you started. Was that your freshman year?
Yeah, my freshman year. That game we're talking about was actually my senior year. But 92
right, yeah,
was my freshman year.
Right.
That's right, Pat.
And what was that? Just remind me a little bit about that time with you taking over, and you guys had some ups and some downs. Ultimately, had some big time ups, and that is I was at the 94 Alabama game for my recruiting trip.
Yeah, we'll talk about the bounce pass in a minute here, but
and had a fantastic time. That's the reason why I came.
So in 94,
did you start the first SEC game?
No.
Okay.
No, I started about five or six games into my freshman year. My first start was actually at Tennessee in 1992. But I had played in some games up until that point, and so, that's a long time ago. But
who did you take over for?
Well, Jason Allen was the quarterback before me, and had torn his ACL actually in probably the last night snow game that Arkansas's seen. You know, we played Baylor, I think it was in '91, and it was brutal weather and. Jason got hurt, and he never really fully recovered from that, and so I ended up taking over about halfway through that season, and really ended up playing, you know, for the most part, the rest of my career during that time.
At Tennessee, 25-24, is that the game?
That was it. Todd Wright kicked a field goal with no time left. They ranked number four. Not that I remember many details about it.
No, none at all.
Yeah.
Do you have any commemorative items from that game?
You know, sadly enough, I don't. I had a game ball that got stolen from my grandmother's workplace several years ago.
Got to be kidding me.
And yeah,
what kind of scumbag steals a game ball from a grandmother?
Well, either a really hardcore Razorback fan or a really hardcore Tennessee fan. I wasn't sure which one it was.
Barry, did your pops teach your ball security? I mean, come on, man. I mean, if this one ball that you're going to secure, Grandma.
That's a good point.
Well, you could get a duplication of it probably.
Four points of pressure, Pat. 4 points of pressure.
Hey, as I look back on that 92 season, there's one victory that stands out. You guys finished the year beating LSU.
That's right.
In Little Rock, 30-6. What a smackdown.
It was actually in Fayetteville, Pat.
Okay.
Not in Little Rock.
It was the last game. Okay, I got my symbols mixed up on
It was the last game. Well, I guess 2 years ago when I guess Coach Smith's last year, LSU played up at Fayetteville, which was the first time since we had come into the league that game had not played in Little Rock when it was a home game for us. And so – yeah, and it was a cold, wintry night and or afternoon. And, yeah, we've ended the season with a nice win that year.
I'm told by Melinda Mayo, our favorite meteorologist down on the Rock, that there is going to be some light snow, and it is going to be 32 degrees at kickoff. So, I mean, from a practical standpoint, I mean, not just kind of goofing around about it, what any preparation other than maybe what you guys wear? I mean, is there anything you guys do as far as you think – ways it can directly impact the game?
Sure, it's going to be a factor. I mean, you can't be an ostrich about it. I mean, when you get – those are pretty extreme, you know, conditions. And, you know, we've had two nice days of being out in it. I think we're getting acclimated to it. We'll be outside today as well. But, you know, obviously some the skill guys offensively that touch the ball a lot, we're, you know, Coach B and we're real big believers in not having anything on your, you know, forearm or your – your bicep there that would affect ball security. So we're going to go forward with that. And, you know, they're going to have heaters. We're going to have jackets. We've got the hand warmers. Our guys have been using the gloves they're going to use. You know, you just prepare for it. It's not like we've been blindsided by it, and it's not just sweeping in on Friday or Saturday morning, you know, which has given us ample opportunity to kind of adjust our mind to it. And other than that, you just go play football.
Barry Lenning Jr. joining us in the zone. We are at the Pryor Center in Fayetteville. Pat, of course, Matty T back in the Fury Electric studio. And Chuck Barrett's going to join us here in just a few minutes. He's going to pop in. We'll talk a little football and basketball with him. We are in what is maybe the greatest era, the golden era of tight ends at Arkansas, and hopefully that continues. Certainly Coach Bielema has got a great reputation as far as recruiting and coaching up, developing tight ends, and this is quite a collection you've got here. And I know you guys have added to the list recently with some other guys that you're either on or have gotten committed. But, you know, it's got to be a lot of fun, I would think, at this point to coach that position.
Well, it is, and it's engaging, that's for sure. You know, when Coach first talked to me about the job a few years ago when it came open, you know, in my mind I was thinking, okay, I can coach a tight end, you know. I mean, you get one guy out there usually, and then, you know, we're a two and three tight end set outfit, but we wouldn't have it any other way, and I wouldn't personally either. It's a lot of fun to coach in this scheme. If you were a tight end coach and you wanted to be somewhere in college football that you were actively involved in the game plan and you had multiple guys on the field, it's the best place to be. If you're a high school kid that's a tight end and going to play in college, I don't think there's a better scheme in the country that you can find that uses multiple tight ends. And so we've been real pleased this year with the play of, you know, obviously our group, starting with Hunter, but AJ's been a really nice surprise for us, and Jeremy Sprinkle has contributed some significant time for us during the course of the year. You'll see more of that, I believe, on Saturday. But, you know, we take a lot of great pride in carrying on the tradition of not only what Coach Bielema has established at his previous school. Jim Chaney's got a great track record. I mean, you know, people forget Jim coached the tight ends in the NFL, you know, for the St. Louis Rams. And so between those two guys, I have learned a ton about that position. And not just their position, but, you know, we had a Mackey Award winner not long ago at Arkansas.
Right.
You know, we had Chris Gregg, who's playing in the NFL now for us. And so there's a long list of tight ends. Jodine Davenport, Kurt Botkin. You know, I'm going to leave somebody off, but there's been lots of high-caliber players at that position at Arkansas, and hopefully we can continue that tradition.
We get the chance to see Hunter in our backyard dominate 5A competition, but we saw him go kind of full freak mode the other day against Mississippi State. I know you get to see it in practice every day, but, I mean, he really is kind of the perfect package potentially with his physical abilities and his understanding of the game. What's it been like coaching him and dealing with him directly? I know he's a great kid in addition to all that. And really, the whole group seems like, you know, they're pretty good kids. We got a chance to watch Sprinkle through high school as well,
yeah.
But you got a, you know, good group off the field too. But let's start with Hunter as far as his ability, and I mean, really seems like the sky's the limit from our perspective.
Well, it is, and it's really, it's, you know, obviously it's great, it's fun to be his coach, it is, but his parents, you know, Mark and Jenny were actually friends of mine when I was in college. You know, Mark had just graduated, I missed him by 1 year and during his playing time, and so I knew Hunter when he was born, you know.
Yeah.
And of course I didn't stay in touch with him, and we lost track, but to kind of that kind of came full circle when I had the opportunity to come here as the coach and be his coach. It was kind of I think it was something that both families were pretty excited about, you know. And so but you know, Hunter is just, he works, and he has come to work every day. His practice habits are through the roof. They're really good. And he is, you know, he has just been really solid for us. He's progressively gotten better and better. And, you know, I think everybody saw the outward expression of how much, you know, how he's improved and how he's playing against Mississippi State when he showed up with the catches. But he's been showing up for like that for us during the course of the games, whether it been in his blocking or his protection. You know, he's just been a really solid football player for us. And hopefully we continue to get him the ball and get him involved in the offense as we go forward, because he's certainly a great weapon for us.
When you look at the way you guys want to attack LSU, and we were talking to Jim Hawthorne earlier, and I think it, you know, bears itself out, both teams are probably going to try to run the ball as much as they can effectively. What kinds of things do you guys want to try to exploit? I mean, what do you see there that, you know, maybe you guys can try to go after, if anything?
Well, you know, there's not a lot of difference between you know, LSU and the other teams we played on defense, quite frankly. You know, I mean, they're good. They're physical. They're an SEC defense.
Yeah.
And so every one of them has more strengths than they do weaknesses, you know. And really, at the end of the day, it's about us doing what we do well. And if we'll do it well and we'll execute well and we'll take care of the football, we'll have a, you know, a nice opportunity in the fourth quarter to win the football game.
Let me ask you, too. I know you don't coach the quarterbacks, but you certainly understand the pressure that goes into that position. Chuck Barrett joining us now as well. Good to see you, buddy. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, man. Good. It's exciting times up here on the Hill. Got our next exhibition game tonight.
It's cold.
It is cold. We got Coach B show and, of course, the game this weekend. But as far as quarterback pressure goes, and you know, it's I think everybody who plays that position, you know all too well, you get into it, you realize you're going to get more of the blame than you deserve, more of the probably praise than you deserve in some situations. But just from a practical standpoint, I know you coach the tight ends, but you probably got an eye on the quarterback too. What kinds of progressions have you seen? What areas do you think Brandon's improved on specifically this year?
Well, I think the first thing is familiarity with what we're doing. You know, I mean, we run a complex offense. I mean, it takes some time to learn the details and the intricacies of this for everyone, much less what we ask him to do, because what we ask him to do is exponentially more than what anybody else on our team does offensively. And so just being more familiar with what we're doing has helped him. I mean, you know, you look at the numbers and his numbers, and it's really, really impressive how he's improved from last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we're better around him. You know, that's the biggest part of it is, you know, we're better at receiver than we were last year. You know, we're playing better on the line. Our tight ends are playing better. Our running backs are more experienced. You know, I think we've improved as a whole around him. And so I think that's helped him on top of familiarity.
That's a hard one.
Well, it's kind of cold. But
yes, exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, those two things combined on top of the way he's worked and he has made a sacrifice to spend extra time and hours and studying, I think you're seeing a lot of that pay off for him.
Well, it's certainly good, and yeah, I think we pointed that out too. And again, people are always critical, and when the team is not winning, and you see the numbers, I don't know if you saw Tom Murphy's article today, but when you think about the fact that it's been, what was the number, 762 days as of this Saturday since Arkansas last won an SEC game, it boggles the mind, especially when you can see how competitive and how talented the team is and how many things you guys are doing right, and unfortunately have not been able to break through just yet, but hopefully it all comes to pass this weekend. But in LSU, I mean, it seems like for whatever reason, and we've talked about, I mean, but there have been games where they weren't especially close, but more often than not, it seems like, especially in those games where it looks like Arkansas on paper doesn't stand up, they come out and play extremely well against LSU for whatever reason. Maybe they really want the boot. I don't know. Hopefully they can keep it in Fayetteville this year.
Well, I hope so, too. And, you know, and sure, it adds meaning, that boot does. I mean, it adds another layer of the game, but that adds interest for our guys, I think. It's something that they can visually see in the locker room or actually see the place where it belongs.
Right.
You know, they see that it's missing and have some urgency to get it back. But, you know, it's the biggest one we've had so far this year because it's the next one. But, yes, historically that series, as we all know, has been a it's been a really close series. I think 7 or 8 of the last 9 games have been determined by a touchdown or less.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't expect, you know, anything less than that probably on Saturday to a large degree. So we're excited about the opportunity. I can promise you we've had a good open date and 6-7 days of preparation for them. So we're excited about Saturday.
Yeah, last year was another example. I mean, just a crazy game, and it started the trend, I guess, of competitive games, close games, but unfortunately a game where Arkansas couldn't quite break through. The bye week, what kinds of things do you guys work on in the bye week?
Well, we spent some time recruiting. You know, there were several of us that are out on the road and got 2 or 3 days of evaluation, so that was good to be able to continue to do that. And you know, when you go out, it's always encouraging to visit with high school coaches or fans or whatever that appreciate how close we are, the efforts. You know, mm-hmm. I think we've as much as you can possibly have, I think we've gained a lot of respect for the lack of winning games. You know, now that's not good enough for us, we know that, but and eventually we're going to break through. But we got a chance to get a jump start on LSU just from a game plan standpoint, just seeing the structure of their defense, our defensive guys seeing, hey, here's how they like to attack, here's how they're going to run the ball. And just, a week is really short, a normal turnaround.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes by so fast. And you're basically limited to Tuesday and Wednesday as the nuts and bolts of your practice. And so when you get that open date to get an extra 2 or 3 practices, it really, really helps, when you get to Thursday or Friday, your comfort level with the things that you're asking your players to do on that game.
Barry Lenny Jr. joining us in the zone. The other thing is, and a guy we talked a lot about before the season and has certainly shown that he can be a difference maker when he's here, is Corliss Marshall's return. And certainly was a return guy. I mean, it seems like that's a piece that's been missing because he's so dynamic as a return man, not to mention he gives you a great option running the football or maybe catching the ball out of the backfield. He's got to be excited to get back there. And Coach mentioned, I think, earlier in the week, he's got fresh legs, which is great.
Yeah, he is fresh, and we're excited to have him back. We need a the game is about making plays, and one of the qualities to build be a good playmaker is you got to have speed, and he certainly has that as much as anybody on our football team. So we'll be excited to see him back there in his normal kickoff return deal. Obviously, we'll try to find ways to get him involved offensively, and hopefully he'll add us a nice element that we've been missing the last few weeks.
Yeah. We talk a little bit about it. One thing that we don't see a lot of, and I don't know if this is by design or just because you guys are putting so much on them and running the ball, is don't see a lot of passes to the backs. I mean, is that something that you guys would like to build into, or is that something that just isn't really part of the scheme?
Well, they get their touches, the way the game unfolds. I mean, they get plenty of them, and so really when it comes to the throwing game, we want to try to make sure our other weapons are being targeted there. Everybody knows that's not a big secret that we don't throw the ball a lot to them. Now, we've had some success of throwing it to them on our second and third progression on check downs, and I think Jonathan caught a touchdown against UAB early, on a check down that Brandon threw to him. And so when the time comes for us to throw the ball to them, whether it be a check down or, a swing pass or a screen or whatever it might be, I think our guys have had plenty of reps to be real comfortable with that.
One last thing, and we'll let you get out of here. I think I saw it was Coach Pittman that mentioned this week, we got to get to a bowl game. And, we always talk about the extra practices and things of that nature. Your mindset, I think you guys have said it too. I mean, other coaches have mentioned it. This is a three-game season now. You got to win 2 out of 3 to get to the postseason. In your opinion, how important is it, and what would that mean to the program and to your young guys especially?
Well, it'd mean everything to us. Obviously, we want to be able to go in that last game against Missouri with either, a bowl game in hand or at least the opportunity to be playing for the bowl game in the 12th game of the season. And so, it would be important for recruiting, as validation to our recruits and to the recruits ahead of us and to the people that we are moving in the right direction, even though we are, there's some... But going to a bowl game is there's some physical evidence there.
It's tangible,
it's tangible, and so. But obviously, from recruiting, from development of our young players, and quite frankly, these seniors and these upperclassmen on this team. I know Coach B's talked about it a lot, but it couldn't be more true that these guys deserve the opportunity to do that, and hopefully we can earn that. There's a difference between deserving it and earning it.
Right.
There's no doubt they deserve it because of what they've gone through and the way they have stuck with us, and they've been great leaderships. And it's not every one of them, but the majority of them have done that. And, so we would love to be able to reward them as well.
You are on the sideline during games?
No, sir.
Okay. Boy, bummer for you.
Yeah.
You and Chuck will be in the same spot. That's good. You guys we'll have to bundle up, I guess, on the way into the stadium, but that'll be the extent of it.
Chuck's out today without anything covering your – do you have a beanie on today, Chuck?
Actually, I do have a hat in the car, but I was in such a hurry to get here that I left it in there.
Yeah,
I'd have liked to seen that. I know I can't leave around one anymore.
No.
You gentlemen share the same affliction. You're warmth challenged up top.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, you got to be safe with that.
Got to keep that heat in.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, you got to do what you can do. It's going to be a good one. Now, Coach has said, I think, somebody has quoted him as saying, there will be no snow angels in honor of victory. What do you think? If you guys pull it off, will we get some snow angels Saturday?
So that's what Coach says goes, right?
Well, if not for you, I guess you can do it. You're a coach.
I'm sure we'll find some. Everybody will find
some way to
celebrate. Unique way to celebrate if we win that game, whether it involves snow angels, goalposts, hugs, tears. I don't know. Everybody does their own deal. Hopefully, we can cross that path real soon on Saturday evening.
All right. Good luck this week.
Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you very much. All right. We'll take a quick timeout. Chuck is here. We'll visit with him about. The Razorback football team and basketball team. And, of course, don't forget we got tonight the Brett Bielema show on The Buzz, followed by Razorback basketball. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. It's 12:30, and you're in the zone from both Fayetteville and the Fury Electric Studio.
Honor football by...